It is time now for our tune-in program here on WKEI, and joining us live in the studio today, Jennifer Powelson with the Stark County Soil and Water Conservation District, and we're also joined by Morgan Anderson. And Jen, you want to introduce Morgan?
Well, sure, that'd be great, and good morning, by the way. I'm here today with my counterpart from Henry County, Morgan Anderson. She's a resource conservationist with Henry County out of Cambridge, and she just started a few months ago. Do you want to say a few words, Morgan?
Yeah, hi, my name's Morgan, as everybody has said, and I'm from Augustana College, and I just started in June. I'm fresh, and I'm really excited to get some conservation on the ground.
Very good, very good. So talk about your first couple of months on the job. What have you been focusing on?
So we've been focusing a lot on our state cost share program and getting some conservation projects, helping them with the funding to get them out and actually get conservation on the ground, which I'm super excited for. I've been focusing a lot on training too, a lot of sitting at a computer taking, ag classes.
I imagine, yeah, that you're entering this position at a very unique time.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely different to go to a virtual training versus in-person training. It's definitely a new experience.
Jen, what kind of things would Morgan have experienced in the past couple of months if she had this job been normal?
Oh, well, you mean our normal workload?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it's been a crazy summer. We've had a lot of CRP workload in both counties, and that stands for Conservation Reserve Program. And unfortunately, I've been at my desk more than out in the field, but usually there's a combination of both, plus a few events going on, too, that we've had to cancel due to the virus. And we've worked with Henry County on several programs over the past. And we continue to do so with things like our fish and tree sale coming up, even if we aren't having some of those face-to-face events. So,
yeah, I think we would have done more educational field days, which is a bummer, but we'll get there.
One of these days.
One of these days.
We'll be back to normal, maybe.
Well, that's a good thing about your job, though, is that you can get out there in the field and be outside where you may be able to actually hold a few events.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about other things that are going on. The plant and tree sales coming up.
That's always a big event in the fall. We have one in the spring, too. And I think that rain we got last week maybe helped some people make some decisions about what they want to plant this fall. It's a lot easier to dig a hole after several inches of rain than if we were as dry as we were. And we do have a nice selection of potted stock, anywhere from 1 gallon up to 5 gallons. So everything from evergreens to fruit trees, just some nice shade trees. We have some perennial plants, ground covers, grasses. I think that covers about, the broad categories on our list, and those are always popular. And they do pretty well since they're potted compared to the bare root stock that we used to offer. And that deadline, at least for Stark, we have it set on Monday the 21st, so there's still time to request a order form and get that sent back to us. And Morgan, when is your deadline? Is it the same day?
Or? Our orders are due September 23rd, which I think is that Wednesday. And then our pickup date is September 30th and October 1st.
Now, how is that any different than it has been in the past about picking up what you purchase?
Well, in our case, we're having it kind of self-service, which a lot of times it is. We always try to go out and greet the customer and help them answer any questions if they have any, help them load up. But we're trying to keep it a little bit more self-service this time. And we just have them out behind our building, and you guys have yours at the fairgrounds, I believe.
Yep.
So just trying to follow the rules of being in the USDA Service Center, where we can and can't do certain things and still service our customers safely and answer their questions and that sort of thing.
Being able to operate out of a space like the Henry County Fairgrounds has to be a little bit easier for the pickup there.
Yeah, we can definitely space out our pickups a little bit and have each designated tree pickup has their name and what they ordered, so they can go straight to it. They don't have to mess around with, sorting through which trees are which. They're already going to be sorted for them, so that'll help too.
Tell us about the fish sale.
Well, we were notified right around the time probably Morgan started that we needed to change fish farms, the one we'd been working with in our case for over 20 years, and they'd been around longer than that, had gone out of business. And so we are now working with Fish Farm Herman Brothers out of Fulton County, and they have property in Peoria County too, or ponds in Peoria County too. So we're excited to have the opportunity to work with a fish farm that's relatively close by. The selection's a little bit different, and the pricing's a little bit different, just trying to get used to kind of the way they operate. But we are taking orders. Our deadline was technically Wednesday, but I'll be following up with the fish farm this afternoon probably when I get back, or this morning. And I think our deadlines are the same on that. The sale itself will be on the Wednesday the 23rd, and they're picking up delivering fish in Henry County at what time is that?
7 a.m.
So there, you guys are really early.
Yes,
and then
we're early.
And then we're after that. We estimate around 11 o'clock. It varies by how many orders there are at each place and that sort of thing. But hoping for a nice day next week for that.
I'm super excited. This will be my first fish sale, and I'm so excited to wrangle some fish.
It does sound like fun.
Oh, it's easier to catch them out of the fish truck than in the pond.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I would hope so. Now let's talk about the Henry County virtual field day.
Yeah. So, you know, this year is a unique year for educational field days. So we're trying to get around that by having a virtual field day coming up. So this Monday, we're actually having a bioreactor construction, which bioreactors, they oftentimes hook up into tile lines and filter out some of the nitrogen that comes through. And that, you know, overall impacts your water quality. So we're actually going to be recording a construction site of one of these bioreactors. And we're super excited to share that video and kind of share it around on our social media and our Facebook page as well, so people can see that, be there, but also not be there. So to keep everybody a little bit more safe.
And where do people go for more information about that?
They can go for more information. Our website is henrycountyilswcd.com, or they can follow us on our Facebook page, our Henry County Soil and Water. And I'm sure Jan on their Facebook page would share it as well.
We will. We'll have that on there. And ours is Stark County Soil and Water Conservation District.
And of course, you're planning your 2021 events.
And as Morgan just said, with their field day coming up, their virtual field day, that's how we're looking ahead already for 2021. We work with several counties in the area to put on the Land Use Council 2 Envirothon, and we're already talking about getting a date set, but at this point we don't know whether it will be at Blackhawk College East Campus as it usually is, or if we're going to be doing a lot of stuff from individual offices and testing from individual schools. It's hard to say at this point, but at least we're in the works for that. And all other events are kind of that same thing. We're already looking ahead to winter and spring events, and as we wind down with 2020, but I think we have to be very flexible on that. Even things like our annual meeting, we'll probably go back to having just an election where people can walk in and vote, or we're gonna have to probably get creative and have some other options as well.
Mm. Now, when you're planning for events for next year, Morgan, would you say that you're looking obviously to do traditional events like field events, but also you're looking at doing virtual events as well, just in case, planning them both simultaneously, essentially?
Yeah, this will be my first year planning events. So I'll probably be working really closely with a lot of the other neighboring counties to work towards, you know, recording some events if people don't feel comfortable coming to them. I did go to an event in Rock Island County where it was kind of like a parade tour. So instead of having a big bus and everybody getting in and looking at different field practices, we actually just got in our individual cars and just drove around in a long parade. So we might be looking at things like that too. And, you know, having some creative thinking skills to come up with ways to be safe, but also to get that education out there.
All right, Jan, anything else you want to add this morning?
No.
All right, well, Morgan, thank you, and we'll be speaking to you again, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you so much.